This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, February 25th. Good morning. I'm Jeff Valley. Here's today's headlines. Calcan gets behind manure push, grounding Newsom's SAF proposal, and Trump addresses affordability. Calcan calls AMMP a climate game changer. The California Climate and Agriculture Network is urging state regulators to take a fresh look at the role of alternative manure management in meeting California's methane reduction targets, arguing the strategy has been underestimating the state modeling. In a new report, Calcan contends the California Air Resources Board is downplaying the potential of the Alternative Manure Management Program to help achieve SB 1383's dairy and livestock methane goals. CARB, along with several independent analyses, project in 2022 that digesters and enteric methane strategies would deliver most of the reductions needed by 2030. But Calcan argues that updated data and alternative modeling scenarios show AMMP could play a far larger role. The report finds that if 50 to 75% of California dairies adopted alternative manure management practices, methane reductions could approach or even exceed the additional 4.4 million metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalent CARB estimated are still needed. The analysis also challenges CARB's cost-effectiveness assumptions. While CARB calculated AMMP benefits using a 5-year project lifespan, Calcan cites survey data showing most projects persist longer. Using a 10-year lifespan, the report finds AMMP ranks as the fourth most cost-effective California climate investments program tracked by CARB. So why does it matter? Well, Calcan is backing a new measure by Assemblymember Damon Connolly of San Rafael to further study the role of AMMP in achieving climate goals and to streamline project permitting. You can read more about new bills in the AgriPulse West newsletter. It hits inboxes later this morning. A new report from the Legislative Analyst's Office is urging lawmakers to reject Governor Gavin Newsom's proposal to create a new tax credit for sustainable aviation fuel, warning it would be a costly climate strategy that could drain hundreds of millions of dollars from transportation programs. The governor's budget plan proposes a diesel excise tax credit of $1 to $2 a gallon for sustainable aviation fuel produced for use in California. The administration estimates the credit would reduce diesel tax revenues by up to $165 million annually at first, potentially rising to $300 million a year over time. In its analysis, the LAO concedes the proposal is not cost-effective in an approach to reducing greenhouse gas emissions and could deliver fewer environmental benefits than anticipated. Aviation accounts for roughly 1% of California's greenhouse gas emissions, though it is considered difficult to decarbonize. LAO estimates the proposed credit alone would imply a carbon price of more than $170 a metric ton of emissions reduced, far above recent cap and invest allowances priced below $30 a ton and low carbon fuel standard credits between $50 and $70 a ton. When combined with existing state and federal subsidies for SAF, the total cost per ton could reach, quote, several hundred dollars. The report also raises concerns about fuel shuffling, noting that because refineries can shift between renewable diesel and SAF production, increased SAF output could reduce renewable diesel production, limiting net climate goals. The LAO warns that lost diesel tax revenues would reduce funding for Caltrans, local streets and roads, and freight corridor projects, and recommends the legislature reject the proposal. Agriculture economists argued in a separate analysis that the proposal offers, quote, high costs and few benefits, echoing concerns about limited emissions and reductions and significant fiscal exposure. President Donald Trump used his State of the Union address last night to say that food prices are falling, highlighting an issue that has dogged his administration since the beginning. Beef is, quote, starting to come down significantly, he told lawmakers in the House chamber, which was almost evenly divided between cheering Republicans and silent and seated Democrats. Beef prices are up 15% year over year, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, but wholesale prices for many cuts have eased since the middle of last year, according to data from the Cattlemen's Beef Board and National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Trump also addressed SNAP and immigration in his speech. The National Council of Agricultural Employers wasted little time in citing his remarks on the southern border in calling for Congress to act on ag labor reform. By securing the border, NCAE President and CEO John Hawley said the president has taken the steps necessary to ensure Congress can now move expeditiously to give us the workforce we need to ensure our nation's food security and keep our farming operations in business. The U.S. has told the European Union it will honor the terms of the deal struck last year, that according to the European Commission's top trade official. Since the ruling, I have been in constant touch with my counterparts, and they both reassured me they stand by the deal, European Trade Commissioner Marsh Sefcovic told EU lawmakers yesterday. The EU is rattled by President Donald Trump's efforts to recover his lost tariffs by imposing a new baseline tariff. The 10% duty went into effect yesterday, and it applies to the top of existing tariff rates. But Trump has said it will rise to 15% under the terms of the US-EU deal. Most EU exports were supposed to see a maximum tariff rate of 15%. Sefcovic urged the EU Parliament's International Trade Committee to continue to work towards ratifying the deal in March. The deal also includes tariff reductions for a slate of U.S. ag products. The committee already has scrapped one key vote. It was slated for yesterday, and the chair, Bernd Lange, is pushing to hold off on ratifying the deal. The Liberty Justice Center, a conservative-leaning nonprofit, has filed coordinated lawsuits to initiate trigger refunds after the Supreme Court struck down President Trump's emergency tariffs. The group represented plaintiffs in the VOS Selections, Inc. versus Trump case that ended up before the Supreme Court. Throughout the case, government lawyers argued that the tariffs could stand while the case played out because businesses would get refunds if the court ruled against the administration. Now, administration officials have publicly suggested that refunds could take weeks or months, even years, the group wrote in a statement. This is simple. The government unlawfully imposed a tax on Americans and took their money. We'd like it back, said Liberty Justice Center Chair Sarah Albright in the same statement. Now take note, a group of 22 Democratic senators have introduced a bill that would require full tariff refunds. Some companies are weighing legal challenges of their own. However, FedEx filed a lawsuit on Monday at the Court of International Trade demanding their money back. Here's today's final word. Disease risk is dynamic, influenced by weather, wildlife movement, and human activity. That Maurice Pedeschi, UC Cooperative Extension Poultry Specialist in the School of Veterinary Medicine at UC Davis, urging poultry owners to remain vigilant about protecting birds amid new avian influenza detections in Sonoma County. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, February 25th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.